Friday night, we were blessed with being able to go up to the services at Flat Rock. Brother Andy Graber was the preacher for Friday and Saturday services. I think Sister Tony was able to make it yesterday. I don't know if anybody else did. I haven't heard. But for our 60th anniversary services, he started in Hebrews 11. Then he sprang, I think it was Moses, or was it Abraham? Moses or Abraham, one or the other. And for the services in Flat Rock, he sprang from Hebrews 11 again, only looking at the person of Noah and all that the scriptures reveal to us concerning the man and the message that the Lord laid upon his heart. Friday night, the Lord blessed me with a thought as he preached. And it's maybe a little bit different a thought than we commonly see in relationship to the record of Noah. But that's what we want to do tonight, is look at this thought that the Lord gave our brother and gave us in the preaching of God's Word Friday night. Very familiar territory, very familiar grounds, but just a little bit different thought to bring out at the close. Let's read verse 8 through 13 for our text. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. And we know the rest of the story. We know Noah's story well. It is one of the, maybe one of the most well-known Old Testament stories that we grow up in Sunday school reading and learning about. Noah was a great man of God. The Bible tells us that. Noah is a man that we can look to as an example. And that's really the thrust of our thought this evening, is seeing Noah as an example in the regards of what we're going to look at. But let's first of all cover the basis, the basics concerning Noah. Verse number 8 tells us, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. That tells us Noah was a man of many infirmities. Noah was a man. Noah had his weaknesses. He was not saved because of his goodness. He was not saved because of his works. He was not saved because of his shining character. He was saved by grace. just as you and I. He was a man that found grace in the eyes of the Lord, verse number 8 tells us. Not only did Noah find grace in the eyes of the Lord, but Noah believed God. Noah believed God. That's seen in verse number 9. That's seen throughout the story of Noah. But in Hebrews chapter 11, Hebrews 11, Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Noah believed God. I read somewhere, somebody said, Noah didn't have a single weatherman to consult. He didn't have a single weatherman that he could go to get confirmation. Is this really going to happen? He believed God. He believed God and didn't look for any other sources to go to. Faith is what saved Noah. Faith is what saved his household as well. Noah believed God, but Noah's faith was not accounted to his sons for salvation. They had to believe God also. They had to have faith in God also. They had to believe God also. You cannot have faith for your children. But I read one man who said, men of faith and prayer who walk with God as Noah did usually lead their children to faith. Noah believed God. He had faith. His children had faith. His household was saved because they believed God. Noah could not believe for his sons, could not believe for them. Just like we can't believe for our children or our grandchildren. But men of faith and prayer who walk with God like Noah walked with God, usually by their example, lead their children to faith in Jesus Christ. Our example, our testimony, the faith that we declare and the faith that we display before our children may very well be what God uses to save those children. You can't believe for them, but your faith ought to be great enough and your faith ought to be strong enough that they see your faith and they see you believe in God. And by your faith, they're led to faith in God and faith in Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 3. 1 Peter 3. Verse 20. Let's read verse 18 through 20. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometime were disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a-preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved. We commonly believe that Noah spent about 120 years building the ark, or 120 years between when God called him in and he believed God to when he was called to enter into that ark. And during 120 years of Noah's faithful preaching, only eight souls were saved. Only eight believed in God, believed the message of God. That certainly tears up the idea that you judge success by numbers. You don't judge success by numbers, you judge success by faithfulness. And you leave the numbers to God and His business. And no man is a failure if all he has to show for his faith over a lifetime is seven other souls. As we consider a few weeks ago, those few names in Sardis which had not defiled their garments, God is always working amongst the few to display His greatness, His glory, and His power. But Noah believed God, and by his great faith in believing God, living that faith before his children, I believe we can say God led them to faith through the example of Noah. And eight souls were saved, and the rest of the world perished. The rest of the world, all the world perished with the exception of those eight. So Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Noah believed God, but Noah also obeyed God. In verse number 9 of our text, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man. Noah was a righteous man. To put it in terms we readily identify with, Noah was a saved man, a just man, a man who found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And we're told there in verse number 9 that he was perfect in his generations. Word perfect means entire, complete, undefiled, or without spot. That word perfect in all his generations means Noah obeyed God faithfully. Verse number 22 of chapter 6. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. He obeyed God. He obeyed God completely. He obeyed God fully. He did all that God had told him to do. Left nothing undone. Chapter 7, verse number 5. And Noah did. There it is again. And Noah did according unto all that the Lord commanded him. Noah was not a man filled with good intentions. Noah was not a man filled with hopes of getting around to it. Noah was not a man who had decided when he got old enough, He would do this or he would do that. But he was perfect in all his generations. He obeyed God. He did that which God had called him to do. And that's how God's people ultimately are judged today. Not by intentions, not by good thoughts, but we who are God's people are judged by what we do, according to what he's called us to do and to be doing. Don't boast of what you're going to do one of these days. Praise God for what you are doing today, this very day. Noah obeyed God. By Noah's work, he built. And he was a testimony by the life that he lived. By his work, he built. And by his building, he lived a life that was a testimony to his faith in God. But not only by his work did he build and live a life that was used to be a testimony, but by his words, he warned the people and he spoke with his lips. He was not only a witness by his life, but he warned with his words. He preached, as far as we know, for those 120 years until God said, Noah, enter in to the ark. By his work, he built and lived a life that was used. By his words, he warned and spoke words that were used to warn others. Again, it didn't matter how many people heard it. It didn't matter how many people responded to it. It wasn't Noah's job to worry about who heard it or who responded. It was his job to live it. It was his job to speak it, to warn. Now I want you to notice in verse number 9 of our text, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and a perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. He was a just man, a righteous man, a saved man. He obeyed, he was perfect in his generations, and he walked with God. Seems like Sister Tony mentioned, and Brother Graber gave preview Friday night, that he was going to focus in yesterday on walking with God. Walking with God. Noah was a man who was saved, was obedient, was one who walked with God. Friday night, he made the point that you can't be perfect, you can't walk with God, if you're not, first of all, right with God. You have to, first of all, be right with God. You have to, first of all, truly be saved. Find grace in the eyes of the Lord. You have to be right with God before you can be called a just person, a righteous person. You have to be right with God before you'll ever be called perfect in your generations. You have to be right with God before you will ever walk with God. Can two walk together unless they be agreed? The answer is no. In so many avenues, the two walking together must be in agreement. And the thought there is, I believe God. Can we walk with God and not be agreed with God? No. You have to be right with God in order to walk with God. But Noah walked with God. Notice there in that ninth verse, you find the word generations twice. Two different times. The first word for generations means family history or birth genealogy. The second generations means a revelation of time and age or posterity. And that second generation is the word I want you to consider tonight. What it is really saying, I believe, is Noah was a just man and perfect in all the stages of his life. In all the times of his life. Not generations as far as genealogy is concerned, but generations as far as a revelation of time and age or posterity. Noah was a just man and perfect in all his generations. All his generations. All the stages of his life. And how many stages do you think he had in his life? You think you've got problems. You think you and I have it hard. Maybe living to be 60, 70, 80 years old. Do you remember tonight how long Noah lived for? Do you remember how many stages? How many periods of time that Noah would have had during the course of his life? Noah lived to be 950 years of age. And let's just be honest, that is beyond our understanding. 70 years seems like forever. Until you're in your 60s and you find out, whew, that went by fast. But 950 years, that's beyond our comprehension. We don't have any reference point. We've never known anybody. I've known a couple who lived a little bit over 100. I pastored a lady who made it to 106 before she died. But nowhere close to 950 years. Noah was a perfect man in all his generations, in all the stages of his life. I was thinking about the testimonies over the last couple weeks, the testimonies that were shared and bits and pieces that were mentioned in our 60th. And there were testimonies concerning a person's youth, growing up, maybe getting a little bit away from the Lord, but coming back. Many references have come up. And in our thoughts, many more, which were not spoken and verbalized. The effect, the role that this church has had upon people's lives. Lives. All the stages of those lives. Genesis chapter 5, verse 28 and 29. And Lamech lived 182 years and begat a son. And he called his name Noah, saying, "This same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands, because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed." Here we see Noah as a son, the son of Lamech. Lamech was 182 years old when Noah came along. And the Bible tells us Noah was perfect in all his generations. He was perfect in all of the stages of his life. He was a son. Jesus was a son. And yet he learned obedience. We would say that Jesus Christ was perfect in all his generations, as we use the word from verse number 9 tonight. All the stages of his life, when he was a child, when he was young, when he was a man, he honored God. He honored the Lord. In chapter 6 of Genesis, verse 8 and 9 of our text, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Three sons through which the world would be repopulated. We see Noah as a father. And when the Bible says Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, he was perfect in his generations, that stage of his life when he was a son, but he was perfect in the generations and in that stage when he was the father. Are you with me? In chapter 7, verse number 6. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. Verse 11. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. 600 years old. That's got to be a stage. 600 years old. Noah was a just man and perfect in all his generations. He was the perfect son. He was the perfect father in use of the word of from our text. And when he was 600 years old, it was time for the flood to come. Noah was still perfect in his generations. Genesis 9. Genesis 9. Verse 28. And Noah lived after the flood 350 years. 600 years, when it looks like the flood came. After the flood, 350 years. And Noah was faithful in all his generations. Verse 29, and all the days of Noah were, here's the grand total, and all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died. 950 years. Now look at your life. Look at your youth. Young person, think about your place in life. Can it be said of you in this stage that you are perfect in your generations? Let's be honest. Nobody can see what you're thinking. We can't hear your head rattle. So this is a very private thing you can do for sure. Are you perfect in your generation? Are you perfect in your relationship before God right here, right now? Those of you who are no longer young, can you look back at your youth? And were you perfect in your generations then? Children come along. Noah had children. Children that ended up being saved. Ended up believing in God just as Noah believed in God. And in that stage of his life, he was perfect. He was complete, entire, undefiled, without spot. Where do we stand in relationship to the raising of our children? Is our life, is our faith, is our testimony going to have any impact upon them at all as we give them the world and we hold nothing back? What are they being won to by our example, by our testimony? Are you perfect in your generations concerning your children? Your children are just like any other human being that comes upon this earth. They're going to spend eternity in one place or another. And what effect is your faith having upon your children? So you give them everything they want. Are you giving them what they need most of all? Noah gave his children what they needed most of all. Noah was not a perfect man. Even after being saved, even after experiencing the grace of God. We know after the ark and coming off of the ark, Noah got himself drunk. And we have that shameful episode in his life. And God doesn't hold any of the dirty laundry back. But God does not use that to remove that saying that Noah was perfect in all his generations. He may have stumbled and may have fallen, but he didn't stay down. Where do we stand? You got a little older. Your kids are all grown up. As Noah's sons became adults, obviously living that long, Noah was perfect in his generations. Even after they were raised and of age to be responsible for themselves, the Bible tells us that it came time for Moses to die. God called him up there on the mountain. And his ability and his senses, his physical strength was not diminished at all. So we don't know what a person was like when they were in their 900s. We don't know if they were just continuing on as they had continued on every day that come before, or if, like us in our day and time, were constantly declining and diminishing. But irregardless, Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. Noah's not the only one who, the Bible tells us, walked with him. It is possible to walk with God. It is possible for you to walk with God, for me to walk with God, for us to walk with God. It is possible for us to be perfect in all of our generations. Question is, are we? He was a son. What kind of a child are you? He was a father. What kind of a parent are we? As Moses, Noah is an example. He lived many years after his sons were born, many years after the flood had abated. And however long we live, we can be perfect in all the stages of life that are ours to experience. Noah was not conformed to the age in which he lived. We need to get that. As it was in the day of Noah, so shall it be when the Lord comes again. Not only were men wicked, but the whole world had gotten deep into sin and depravity. So deep that God says, I'm going to destroy them all. I'll just save these eight. But God chose to destroy all of them. So Noah lived in a dark time. But no matter how dark the time, he was perfect in all his generations. He was never conformed or never conformed to the age in which he lived. Noah may have been seen as an eccentric. Noah may have been seen as one who looked like an old fool. But it really didn't matter what he looked like to the world. He was perfect in all his generations. Where do we stand? We were young, now we're old. We were children, now we're parents. We were once at the sunrise of life. Now we might be at the sunset of life. Can it be said of us, we are perfect in all our generations? Or have we sold out and are we conformed? And do we look like just the rest of the world? Hebrews 11:7. We read this earlier. We'll close with this. Hebrews 11, verse 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, being warned of things he'd never experienced and had no reference point towards, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, he prepared the ark. He prepared the ark what? To the saving of his house. Not only did he believe God and feared God and moved, prepared the ark to the saving of his house, but by his life he condemned the world. And he became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Noah was never conformed to the world. He was perfect in all his generations. Where do you stand? Where do I stand? Where do we stand tonight? And do we take serious? Perfect in all his generations. All those people he had an influence and effect upon. Do we take serious? We're Christians when we're young people. Do we take serious the influence we have upon other children our age? Do we take serious the impact we have upon other parents as we live before them and parent our children? Whatever stage of life, whatever age you want to talk about, do we take serious the impact our testimony has upon them? I believe that Noah did. Let's have the song leader come, the musicians come.